Okay, fine.
We're going forward. Now, we're saying there was two things. We say that Minchas Choita and also Chatzas Chelev, they're both lacking something, so they shouldn't be, the Korban shouldn't be Muhadar. Right, Minchas Choita was Shemen Levoina, and Chatzas Chelev was missing Nesochim. Okay. So Aval Chatasoy, we're up about 10 lines up from the bottom of Tesvov, right? Aval Chatasoy Shel Metzora, the Chatas of Metzora, that way he brings after his purification process, V'ashamoy, it means Ashamoy, and also the Asham of a Metzora that he brings, right? T'unim Nesochim, they do require Nesochim. When you bring with them some flour and some wine, yeah, Lefisha Ein, Boin alachet, because these are not sin offerings, even though it sounds like a chatas, we relate to as a sin offering, and an ashram is a sin offering. These are not really sin offerings. So the Gemara asks straight away, Ini, is that true? Yeah, va'ama Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, ama Rabbi Yochanan, right, al shiva devorim negoim boim. For seven sins, yeah, negoim come. So one of the sins that a negoim comes, which we're familiar with, is lashon hara, meaning that's the whole point. Why does the person get taras? Because he sinned. So obviously this person is a sinner. So therefore we'd assume that the korbans he's bringing are sin offerings. So answers the Gemara. No, hasam over there with regards to Metzora, minigoi from his right, his negoim, his right is what we call that in English, is a. Affliction, he has a kapara, meaning from suffering all the things that goes along with tzara'as, being, you know, suffering from things on your skin and getting kicked out of the camp and everything. That is he's kapara'd already. That was a kapara for him. On v'chimaisi korban, and when he gets to the stage of bringing the korban, what's the purpose? Lashduruye. Lashduruye means to become permitted, like become shori, become mutter. But kodshim, in kodshim meaning so he can eat, kodshim, who dekar maisi, he is maisi, bringing. Meaning the korban that he's bringing over here is for the sake of permitting him to partake of korbanos. As we call this halakhically, this, before he's brought this korbanos, is called mechusa kapurim. This is right. And this...
That's a
what?
That is called...
different. No, but there's different levels of kapara. But why? Well, yeah, it's a good point. Good point. Okay. So now, Ella. Now, according to what we've just said, yeah. Miata, chatas nozir, right? Now, if that's the case, so a chatzas of a nazir. So a nazir, after he finishes his nazirus, so he brings korbanos. Well, similar.
Right.
Yeah, he's also in a, no, but it's slightly different. He's not called right. Tehei teuna nesochim. He should also need nesochim. Why? Same as a mesorah, right? Yeah. Lefisha ein nabar al chait, because it doesn't come on a chait. Meaning, because what's the point? Why does a nazir bring korbanos? Because he wants to drink wine. And he can also mitamit lemesim. Also, that permits him now. He gets out of the naziras, the prohibitions of naziras, and the reason he brings the korban is to permit him. It's not a kapara. So therefore, you should also need nesachim. And we know it doesn't require nesachim. So why does it require nesachim? So answer the Gemara. Sovala k'Rebbi Elazar. He holds like Rebbi Elazar hakafar. To omer nazir nami choitehu. He holds that a nazir is a sinner. Right? The Rav mentioned it on Shabbos. That basically is the machlokes, if nazir is a good thing to be a nazir, or is a bad thing to be a nazir. Meaning, you know, is he doing it for like a, whatever, is he too entrenched in this world, and he's trying to get himself away from it, or he shouldn't really, you know, should, and this world's for enjoying. And if he's holding himself back from this world, that's a sin.
So Sabalai is Rib Shimon?
What's that?
Sabalai is Rib Shimon?
It's a bit weird, right? Yeah. Well, yeah, because Rebbe Shimon gives time lakra.
That's what I'm saying.
He would explain it like this, right?
Because
it doesn't make sense. When the Torah holds, very good. It's good. The Torah holds, right? So Rabbi Shimon, very good. Rabbi Shimon would explain over here, seemingly like Rabbi Elazar Kafar. Good. Well done. Okay, now Rabban Gamliel Oimeh Kishem Vechulei. So Rabban Gamliel said, yeah, in the Mishnah, it says that just like this woman acted like a behemah, so too is a korban the korban of a behemah.
We had a problem with that because it's not for sure she did. We don't know.
Okay, on the tzad that she did. Yeah. Tanya, Amol Lehen Rabban Gamliel, the Chachomim. Right? He said to the Chachomim, actually, I always read this. I read this always in past tense, but I heard a shiur by Shruli Boronstein last night, and he actually read this in, he's talking to the Chachamim. It's hard to know, right? Hinichu could be past tense, or it could also be like saying, like talking to them. So he read it, yeah. I didn't get a chance to check out if he was correct, but let's assume he was. Yeah, he said, the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Sofrim, Hinichu li, like leave me, give me space, basically. Lee, but Adrashenu, and I will do a drasha on it. Kamin choima, like a drasha on this. Choima is a button, as Rashi says sometimes. Right? He says this Rashi that the French, old French, is like the English, is like a button. It says like a gold clasp that connects two things together, two pieces of material together. So basically, what we say kaftu v'ferach sometimes, when you say gvaldika drasha, you say kaftu v'ferach, it's a certain expression. So sometimes when you say an amazing drasha, you say it's like a choima, like a gold button. Okay? Deshoma, right, so he's explaining what's the background over here. Deshoma, the Rabban Gamliel heard the Rebbe Meir, the karma that he said, he ha'achilosoi, she fed him. So this is going back. We had this maybe in Daf Tes. Daf Tes. He said, "Ma'adani olam." She writes, "The delicacy of the world." Lefichach. Therefore, korbana. Therefore, a korban is Michael behema. So that was the midah k'neged midah. She did this, so she gets this, right? So seeing as she fed him nice food, yeah, she's going to get her korban's going to be nasty food. So Rabban Gamliel took issue with what Rabbi Meir said. Amalei. Right, or Amal Lahem, maybe Lahem because he's speaking to the Chomim. Hatinach Ashira. That makes sense if she's an Ashira, if she's rich, right? She can feed him the delicacies of the world because the delicacies of the world cost quite a lot of money. Yeah? Ania, but a poor woman, my Ikala Memo. What are you going to say? Yeah, so the Mida Kenega Mida doesn't work. The Mida Kenega Mida works for a rich person, but it doesn't work for a poor person. So I'm going to give a different explanation, which is like a Kamin Choyma, it's like a golden button. Yeah? Ella, rather, Kishem Shema'aseha, Maisa Behema. Just like her deeds, what she did was like animalistic, right? So, Kach Korbano, Michael Behema. So too, is a Korban, is Michael Behema. Mishnah. Okay. Haya Mevi. Now, this is the Kohen, right? He's darshaning the reason why the mincha of the Sotah is so'urim, different from the usual. Okay, so now this, even though the beginning of the perek was Hayamevi, was the Baal, this Hayamevi is the Kohen. Okay, so he brought a fili. So I thought this, I don't know if this is connected to similar, like it's a vial, right? A vial, a cup, yeah, kind of cup. Yeah, shel cheres of pottery. V'noisein, it would place l'soicha into it chetzi lug mayim, right? Half of a lug of mayim, which is basically half a coke can or two revis, right? Min hakior, and he would take the water from the kior. That's the special fountain over there in the base of Mikdash. Yeah. Now Rebbe Yehuda, that was Tanakama. So Rebbe Yehuda met revis. It says he didn't take so much water, but he took half that amount. He only took a revius of water in that kli cheres. Now, and is he going to? And the Gemara's going to explain. Give a kashem shumamait, just like that he is. He's less big sav with regards to the writing,
So we're going to see in the next Mishnah coming up, right? That right. What do you write that we raise Hashem's name? We're familiar with that, right? But actually, there's other things you write down as well. There's a lot of pasukim you write down from the Torah, and there's a whole machlokis. There's like a three-way machlokis. What do you write down on the parchment that you erase? Right. So Rebbe Yehuda holds basically he's minimal. He writes a minimal amount, so he only writes a little bit. So therefore, since he only writes a little bit, you only need a little bit of water to erase the writing. Okay, so it's just saying, it's just like he has less writing, so therefore basically has less water to erase the writing with. Yeah, kashem shemamai, just like he has a smaller shear b'ksav with regards to what you write. Kach mamayit b'mayim, so too he gives less water. Now nichnas leheichel, right? So the kohen now is holding this vessel with water in, yeah, and he goes into the heichel. So that's right. Upona liyamino, and he turns right. Okay. Umakom hayasham, and there was a place that was there. Ama al ama, it was the size of an ama al ama. Basically, it's like one of these tiles over here. Basically, maybe a bit smaller. This is a chazanish. It's like an am. It's like one of these tiles over here. Yeah, but tabla shel shayish. It was made of a square piece of marble. But tabas haisa kubuaba, and there was a ring on it. It was like a manhole kind of thing, right? But square. Yeah. Kushahu magbia, when he would lift it up, right? But noitel, and he would take offer. Mitachteo, he would take some dirt from underneath this kind of manhole thing, yeah. The noisein, and then he would place it on top of the water, and in on top kadeshi yeroa alamoyim. You need to have enough dirt that you could see the dirt on top of the water. Meaning, if you put just a little bit in, it may just sink and go to the bottom. You can't see it, but you need a bit. I suppose whatever the dirt needs to be visible on top of the water. That's one of the right shenemo. But the proof is from a pasuk. He says mina afar, right? You take from the afar a share yeh bekarkar mishkan, which is in the ground of the mishkan, or I suppose the beis hamikdash. Yikach kohen, yeah, the kohen will take v'noson el amayim, and he will put it el to the mayim. So let's look at Rashi on that. Yeah, it's the last Rashi on the Mishnah. V'noson el hamayim midaloik esiv. From the fact that it didn't write v'nosen b'mayim, it didn't say and put in the water. Ella, it said el hamayim. You should put it to the water, right? Yeah, mashma shelo yehed nivla b'soichon. It's a mashma that it shouldn't be mixed in or absorbed by the waters. Meaning, it should be visible on top. Okay, we'll stop here.